in early America anyway, a bee, and the ladies would come and sit around all work together on it.
Well, they'd have quiltings and things like that, and make quilts and things like that. But then I was thinking in terms of something else, where you asked that, that they, a lot of old people, ladies, would make and knit stuff and socks and a whole lot of, and put them on at night, what they call a sleeping socks.
Yeah.
And they'd also make them to come on up to the waist. They didn't call them pajamas them days. You called them, what was it, I know several old ladies wore them things. They would knit them all the way to come up to here, and then they'd have one of them knitted sweaters to put on at night and thing like that. But now, I thought that's what you was...
That's interesting. Can you think of any other kinds of something like a quilt that might be put over the bed?
Blankets and a lot of times people would buy flannels and have them what they call drawers and shirts made out of. The men did sleep in, and then the women would have flannel gowns. My grandmother got burnt to death by standing for open fire and let one of those things catch a fire and burn her to death, she advised that.
And do you have a word for a bed that you might make on the floor? If all the cousins come in, the children might put some blankets or quilts on the floor to sleep on. What would you call that? I can remember our seasmith. I can remember when we all went to my grandfather's house. The children always thought it would be fun to have a
pallet on the floor, what they call it. They'd put down a, so if you had it, they'd lay some old mattress down, or two, three quilts, and let the children play on it. They just call that a pallet. But then, did you ever see the little old bed things made with a little mattress on it that went under the big bed where the bed is made with... Old bed was made with rope such as that, and I was trying to think of the name of that little bed that went under that. Some people had those things and they had kept them and they didn't use them under that anymore. Then they would put, they'd be standing up in the barn or somewhere, and the company come in, they'd put them out on these big old porches and things and lay one. I thought,
is that the same as a trunnel? It's not like I've heard of trunnel bed. That it was slipped down under another bed something.
Yeah, I think it might have been. I don't. It's something like that, I'm trying to think of this name. It's been on my mind here the other day.
Have you ever heard, there's a word here that I don't know, a shakedown? No, that isn't any kind of a bed for you?
Doesn't sound right like that.
Well, if you think
one time I've ever heard the shakedown was somebody said, way back, niggas and folks was talking about something that was going to happen Saturday night. Niggas are going to have big dances, one thing and another, and all get drunk and dance, and all they say, we're having a shakedown.
Shakedown.
That's the only time I ever heard that word used.
All right, and how do you describe the ground when it's very rich and very productive? Say that ground is very...
Very rich.
All right.
Just very rich soil.
And there's a word kind of like fertility or fertilized. Did you ever say it is very...
Fertile. It's very fertile.
And what about the flat, low-lying land along a stream?
They were always called what you call a bottom land. Filled in, washed in, you call it that, it'd be washed in. It'll make no difference. A lot of bottom was made bottom land by the hillside, and the woods are washing in, don't you see? And then now these branches used to didn't be ditched out in this part of the country. I don't know how you was. And then the people got to ditching the branches out and making them deep, and this went on off. And then they cleaned up all this other land, this old swamp land they called it. And when they went to cultivating it, then everybody come along and said, ain't they got good bottom land? They got good bottom land.
That's good. All right. What about a grass land that's not particularly hilly, low-lying even, that's used for grazing cattle? Do you have a certain word for that?